Thanks for joining us. You can always catch the latest sermon online, but we sure would love to see you join us in person to celebrate and support each other in our love for God, our neighbors, and this church. We are South Britain Congregational Church. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome here. And now, enjoy another great Sunday sermon, and we hope to see you soon.
I will continue now in our readings this morning from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 10, verses 40 and 42, through 42. At the conclusion of a pre-ministry speech to his disciples, Jesus offers them assurance of their association with God. And you see, they're getting ready to go out and preach the gospel. And so he's getting them in a place of spiritual and emotional readiness to do this. You see, because God may be found in all of us, we are inspired to live with awareness and alertness and abiding appreciation for all that God does as we also share God's word in the world. But more than that, with our eyes and our ears open to examining our hearts, confronting things hostile to the word of God and guarding our hearts. Hear now from Matthew's gospel. Whoever welcomes you welcomes me. Whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Whoever welcomes a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. And whoever welcomes a righteous person in the name of a righteous person will also receive the reward of the righteous. Whoever gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones in the name of the disciple, truly I tell you, none of these will lose their reward. Let us pray. Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you. We pray these things in the name of Jesus, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Well, you and I share a childhood memory that's in common. It has to do with opening a box of caramel popcorn called Cracker Jacks. I'm sure you all remember that. And if you do remember it, maybe there's some who don't, I don't know. Do they still sell Cracker, I guess?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, if you do remember, then you also remember that each box contains not only that famous caramel popcorn, but a charm, something special inside of the cracker box, anticipating some sort of a prize that you would receive as a child. Every Cracker Jack box contained a prize. Have any of you ever opened one that didn't? I always worried about that sometimes, you know. What if I get in there? Sometimes it was way at the bottom, throwing the popcorn out to get to it, hoping it was going to be there. Well, you might receive a small picture book. Maybe you'd get some sort of medal or a small toy. It didn't matter so much what that prize was. What mattered was that the surprise was in the box. Sweet popcorn came with something else. To receive a box of sweet popcorn meant that you were receiving something that was simply amazing. And today I want to talk to you about how God wants to amaze you and me with his goodness better than sweet popcorn. And the God surprise that you find that has always been there. God is a God, you see, of increase. God is a God of blessing and a God of favor. God has blessings for you and for me in the future and will supersede anything that we have known in the past. Haggai says this, "The glory of this present house will be greater than the glory of the former house. And in this place I will grant peace," declares the Lord Almighty. Now that means What God did for previous generations, whether that was your parents, your grandparents, previous generations of this church, is going to be bigger and better than anything we've ever known. God has greater things in store. Whether you restored a relationship 5 years ago and you were so happy about that, or you got a promotion at your job, or you got a new home that was bigger and better, whatever it was in your past that was good, more is coming. Something better for your future is coming. Paul said this, and he raised us up together with him when we believed, and seated us with him in the heavenly places because we are in Christ Jesus. And he did this so that in the ages to come, he might clearly show the immeasurable and unsurpassed riches of his grace in his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus by providing for our redemption. That's the day we're living in now. I want you to have hopes now. Enlarge your vision, if you will. What God will bring to you and to me and to all people in the future is amazing. And what God will bring into your life, things like the opportunities and gifts that you will discover within, expanding your vision, and one day you will say, and I will say, that was the greatness of God's favor. You may be facing impossible situations today, and it seems that all kinds of odds are against you. You may not see that your dreams may come to pass or how that will even happen. But here's the good news. We have a supernatural, wonderful, and great God. God already has carved a path for your life and mine. And our job is simply to believe. Don't try to figure it all out. Just believe. Get up each morning and say, Heavenly Father, I thank you. I thank you that what's in my future is greater than what I've ever experienced before. Don't limit God. Don't dwell on what you think is impossible, but live into the promises we've heard in this scripture today. Live knowing that you and I have an immeasurable and unsurpassed riches of his grace. So you ask, well, how do you know this, Pastor? Because of the God surprise placed in your heart and in my heart when we came to believe. When you received Christ, you received a permanent surprise, who is the Holy Spirit who lives within you. So today, will you reach down into that Cracker Jack box of your heart? And when you do, the Spirit is always there, ready to amaze us, waiting to guide us, to heal us, to empower us, to comfort us, and to lead us forward. And here's the thing. It's not only going to amaze you, but it's going to amaze those around you. Matthew tells us that whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me, who is God the Father. This follows some very difficult teaching that just previous in these verses. Difficult teaching that he did not come here to bring peace, but a sword. For it says this in just the previous verses of Matthew, "For I have come to set a man against his father, and a daughter against his mother, her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And one's foes will be members of one's own household. And whoever does not take up the cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Those who find their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it." I don't know about you, but those are some pretty alarming words coming from Jesus. This is the Jesus that no one really wants to know. You see, Jesus is saying, didn't come to bring peace on earth, but peace with humanity and God. This is called shalom, and it means a faithful witness. To lay down your life for what is true and good, to resist compromising with the world, to expose false teaching, to stand against injustice and corruption. And in doing so, as we follow Jesus in this way, we bring the sword to the world system. The sword that is the shalom of Jesus. Because that connection and healing and peace that we have, each and every one of us individually and collectively with God. The sword is the word of God. That will sometimes cause others to judge you and criticize and even depart from us. You will have naysayers in this life, even in your own family. But that doesn't stop what God is about to do in your life and mine if we remain faithful. In the Old Testament book of Habakkuk, God was about to do something amazing, something great, despite who the naysayers and the critics were. In Habakkuk's time, a prophecy that he offered, and this is what he said. Scripture says, I will do a work in your day that you will not believe, even if I told you. This word from God was not to the believers, but to the unbelievers. God was saying that even if I spell it out for you, all the incredible things that I'm about to do for my people and all the blessings that I am going to release, even if I laid it out on a map on the table, you would say, no way. God did spell it out again in the New Testament. Spelled it out for us with Christ Jesus, who died for us and was raised on the third day, was seen by many afterward, and is ascended to heaven so that we may believe that we have eternal life with God. That is that shalom that I was talking about. And having all the blessings that he wants to bring while on earth and beyond. And not just bless us, but bless those around us. The God's surprise in you is seen by others. That's the Holy Spirit working in you, is seen by others as you give witness to how you live your life. People who might have known you in the past, maybe years and years ago, perhaps having seen your life literally falling apart, will know you differently now because of your faith. Maybe you didn't live a life that honored God in the past. But here you are, sitting in church today. You are kind, you are generous, you help in the soup kitchen, you go on mission trips, you teach Sunday school, you sing in the choir, and you offer your help at potluck suppers. Now your critics of the past might look at you and say, no way his life has changed that much. Must be a conspiracy. But God has planned out your days and has turned your path in a different direction. You are strong and living in a new life with Christ. And that's because of the God surprise, the Holy Spirit in you. So reach down and draw on the Spirit in times that seem impossible. God wants to amaze you, and God wants to amaze those around you, even your critics. For whoever receives you receives me. God has limitless, immeasurable favor in our future. The key is to activate your faith. Take the limits off of God. So often our thinking keeps us from living a life of faith in the midst of others who judge and criticize. My prayer today is that your heart is flooded with faith so that you can understand and see the amazing things that God has for your future. So let us get ourselves ready. Proverbs 13:21 says it this way, trouble chases sinners, but blessings chase the righteous. What is chasing you today? Not trouble, defeat, harm, no. But as a child of God, a child of the Most High, blessings are chasing you and me today. Divine connections are coming our way. Amen. Amen.